Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so let's get down to business here. I have a question. And we know a lot about losing in this town. It had been a rough, call it decade, where all our teams were pretty bad. And now we're on the ascension. But with the ascension comes heartbreak. Now, yesterday, the Maple Leafs lost a game 7. On surface, that's not that big of a deal. Isolated. Now, they got murdered 6-1. Fans were leaving. Rico's already pointed out the saddest video ever of singular Maple Leaf guy.
Brother was just like, nah, I'm not built for this anymore.
But that marked their 7th straight Game 7 loss, including a couple the last couple of years. And that to me is a recipe to end up in the loony bin. So I asked the question, I made a statement. I said, look, if you gave me the choice of a Detroit team emulating the Maple Leafs Game 7 failures or just being garbage, I think I would take the latter because I can detach from the latter. Apathy can take over and I can just do something else. Being a Maple Leaf fan has to be hell on earth. You have superstars, check. You have a traditional market, check. You have a high-pressure, high-expectation market, check, check. You have money. You have it all. And you simply don't win it all. But even worse, game sevens are the worst. Yeah. Like, example, much better my Celtics decided to shove their head up their proverbial ass, lose by 50 in game 6, beats losing in a game 7. At home, the Leafs won and got game 7 at home. Destruction. So I asked the question. You're a Detroit fan. Now the Lion, we can't comp game sevens with the NFL. It's a one and done.
Right.
But my point is, the Lions are not far away from driving you to madness. You blow a 17-point lead for the Super Bowl into historically great year. This is like the year the Wings won the President's Cup and lost to the Sharks or whatever the hell it was in 93. You go 15-2. You don't win a playoff game. You lose to a rookie QB, and your team loses its mind. You are not there yet, but you are not far off from Maple Leaf derangement syndrome.
Yeah, you may be, maybe like 3-4 years from there.
I'd say 1 or 2.
Really?
Because
NFL, you know what? Here's the thing. You may be right, Mike, because the Leafs had the core 4. So it's not like you got a bunch of poverty guys. You got your stars you can't win with. So you may be right with the Lions because you've locked up everybody for years.
That's right. So we've asked the question, and I want to hear from you guys on it. And again, I don't think it's right or wrong. It's about tolerance. I want you to imagine the Pistons losing 7 straight game 7s or just be the Pistons the last 15 years and be awful. Who cares? It beats that. I mean, imagine the Tigers winning the Central, like what Rico dealt with for so long with the Braves. You win the Central every year, but you don't make meaningful runs. Now, look, the Tigers made two World Series, right, and it didn't work out. And they had this time period. I don't know that they drove us to madness, but they came close.
Well, when you look at the Cy Young winners and the team that they had, it's like, how did you not win this whole thing? You lost to a team with damn near a losing record in the World Series in St. Louis?
Anthony Reyes and his flat brim. But 248-539-9797. David, weigh in on this, please.
Yeah, the pain of losing consecutive seven straight game seven losing, I'm good with that. I don't need that. I'll go ahead and I'll miss the playoffs and I'll just be sitting on the side watching them do this. I cannot do that.
David, if you are a sports fan, pain comes with being a fan. You are not going to win it every year. Even when a team is in their dynasty mode, you don't win it every year. It's painful. And that's a part of it. So I would rather be like Toronto than be the 2.0 Dead Wings right now, or to be the Pistons where they were just god-awful and we were like, are they going to set the record for losing? You're irrelevant. No one cares. I'd rather have an opportunity to hope that maybe this time you break through, because that's what being a sports fan is. Pain is involved. It's not going to always... Mike, every kid at some point learned the hard lesson how sports hurts and your team didn't win.
But those are kids.
And it follows you into
adulthood. No, it doesn't. See, as an adult, you just don't let your team hurt you. You take an approach on win it all or F you. It's much easier.
But when you're saying F you, they hurt you.
No, that's not
because you're angry at them.
No, it's not. It's not
a feeling. It's passion.
Anger and pain are two different things.
You get the best pain from anger.
No, pain is when your team starts 11-0 and everyone says, oh my gosh, you have a great team, and then you lose in the playoffs.
Uh-oh.
That's pain.
Like, David is essentially living the Maple Leaf life with the Steelers. Just win a whole bunch of nothing. Haven't won a damn meaningful thing in ages. Oh, but they're always around. Hey, David, how much fun are you having?
Not having fun at all. Tomlin always makes it. Doesn't matter to me.
It's not meaningful.
Yeah, but you got Aaron Rodgers coming. Aaron will be the difference.
248-539-9797. I actually think Rodgers going to Pittsburgh is going to bother him more.
I know.
Because it'll give him some hope. And we both know he's washed, but David will talk himself into him not being washed like he did with Russell Wilson.
Oh, no. David would never go against what he says. I'm not watching a game on Christmas.
Yes, uh-oh, you will.
I refuse. Dave, what'd you watch this Christmas?
Watch the game.
Early ticket text coming in on this topic. I'm going to try to save you, David.
It was very painful. Someone says, as an Angels fan, I dealt with being a trash team for a lot longer than being a team that loses consistently the playoffs. I take that over being complete you-know-what all day, every day.
Right, but look at it from a Red Wing perspective. As upset as we get or angry as we get, they don't hurt us. They're just trash.
But it's a different type of hurt because you don't get invited to the party. You have to sit at home and watch everybody else do something. And you're just like, it's almost like you play a different sport. It's what the Lions were, because you would see the Super Bowl team and say, wow, that's real football. And what we play is JV football. That's what it feels like when you have no chance and you're just sitting at home.
But if you're a Leafs fan, what chance do you believe you have going to a game seven? Seven straight?
It's probably a whole lot of lucky rabbit's foot.
Oh, good gravy.
Because they're hoping, hey, maybe this will be the year. Maybe. You know, I mean, your expectation is falling off, but it's almost like, man, maybe, fingers crossed, we could break through this year.
Hope is not a strategy. You realize that, right?
It is not. That's why I was like, guys, you don't want to win game six. Just
David, go ahead.
Mike Rico, Iserman has made this a difficult question because we have not been in the playoffs for so long, but give me the Game 7 playoff loss because the pain of not even making the playoffs is unbearable.
Okay. I just think it's easier to stop caring and start making fun of your own team. But that's my move.
But you build differently.
Well, you keep saying that.
You are, man. Hey, like I said, when Big G sends me the text and says, don't listen to him.
Yeah, it's the same guy who thought Daniel Jones was going to be a good quarterback. Consider
it's
the source.
It's hope, man. It's part of being a fan, Mike.
Hope's for idiots.
It's part of being a fan.
I disagree.
Every year, at the beginning of the year, it's how you get people saying, hey, Lions are going to go 14-3, and they're the best team.
No. And what do I say about those people?
They didn't get hugged enough.
I say other things. David, and then we'll get to the callers.
From Matt, I disagree with you, Mike. I'm in it till the end, win or lose, heartbreak or not. I'm in it till the end. I would rather make the playoffs than not.
Okay, let me know when the fan bonus points come in. You can cash them in at the team store. The Hopium points.
I'm with Rico. Scare money don't make money. How frustrating it is for Wings fans not making the playoffs. I'll take my chances and make the playoffs
every year.
But
the frustration of not making it would never outweigh 7 straight game 7 losses. You would be mentally deconstructed.
Oh, no. I'm with you, as I told you. I've often called it the Buffalo Bills paradox of them losing 4 straight Super Bowls, but they made 4 straight Super Bowls. Like, would you rather your team do that or just never make it?
I'd rather be a Lions fan. I'd rather never have made it than lose 4 straight Super Bowls.
I think the Lions fans would at least say, hey, we made the Super Bowl once in my life.
Is that on a banner? The We Made It Once in My Life t-shirt,
yes.
The Rico Beard Edition.
Yeah.
That's
Mike,
crazy.
The only other people who haven't made the Super Bowl is Detroit and expansion teams. Hell, the Carolina Panthers have made 2.
Which is shocking to think about.
You've made none.
All right. Well, we'll talk to the people next. 2485. Oh, we got a Leafs fan on the line. Oh, God, you poor thing. All right. We're gonna get there. Just everybody breathe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to get right to the people. Just FYI, I just saw Absolute Nightmare Fuel, a video in one of the New York papers. It is a Central Park carriage with no driver. Apparently, the horse was inspired by a journalism's effort in the Preakness and runaway train. In the park, joggers everywhere. Oh, boy. Nightmare Fuel. You got to see, dude. Nightmare Fuel.
Maybe this horse is training and trying to be the next journalist.
He's doing his level best. One problem. There's no one in the carriage. Problem.
Right, but it's like when you see the little kid at the basketball court shooting by himself.
That kid's not going to kill anybody. Let's go to Grant, 97.1.
They know what they're doing, Mike.
Grant, how are you, pal?
Fantastic. You?
I'm good. I'm sorry, man. You're the Leafs fan, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Take me through it.
48 years of it.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, the problem with the Leafs is that
they not only put you through the blender every single year, but as you always say with the idiot coaches in the NFL, it's just play the game. Just play the game. And the problem with the Leafs are they just all of a sudden, it's not that they don't have bad teams. They could be better, but they just don't show up all of a sudden. And when they lost game three, I told everybody that this series is over because they lost the game that they needed to win to go 3-0 because I knew that the Panthers were going to come back and just destroy them. And then they do the absolute Leaf thing of going to actually play a great game in game six and then decide to not even show up again in game seven. They got blown out 6-1 twice.
Would you rather they just not be any good? Would it be easier for you?
For the Leafs, yes, because they act like they're good, but then they just decide not to show up. I could be okay if it was a team that like actually tried and maybe was just outcompeted. That's one thing. But when you're clearly could be a better team than a team that's out there and you just don't take advantage of it and you just don't show up. That's the most frustrating thing about the Leafs. Yet I'll still watch 85% of the games next year and just get my heart ripped out again.
I don't know how you do it.
I was about to say, Grant right now is in the moment. He's feeling the pain, but give him a little time to heal. He'll be back.
I don't. Okay. Yeah,
it's rough. My four favorite teams, Mike, are the Tigers, the Leafs, the Lions, and Michigan football. I've seen 1.5 championships in my lifetime. And one of them, I was 7 years old.
Oh, dear God. Wow.
But here's the thing. Wow. Yeah, I mean, Grant is in that hole. What is the sunken cost? Yeah, where you've waited this long, you need to see the payoff.
I like Grant. He's like, yeah, I'm going to watch 85% next year. Just check out.
No, man.
Call it a day.
Because you're a fan. Like, you... Well, once again, you're one of one. Most people just can't turn it off the way you turn it off, and you just hate your team and you make fun of your teams.
Yeah.
And that's how you cope with it, Mike. But it still tells me you care. You go the whole, I don't really care, ha, ha, ha. But if you really didn't care, there would be nothing said about this team.
Well, if I didn't have that, yeah, but you're leaving out a critical element of this that makes me different.
Okay.
This is my job. Okay. I don't get to just... If I didn't have this job, I'm so mad at the Giants. No, I would vape out.
But we don't do New York radio, so you can hate the Giants and no one cares.
It's called my father, Rico, and I follow the whole league for a national NFL show and a podcast. Understand. I don't get the choice.
Understand, but the fact that you could just be, you know, like Caputo and just be the journalist and not have an opinion on it.
That's
not fun either, though.
No. Spite is my currency.
And I said, it's the spite shows your care level because you don't, but you lower the bar so that you don't experience that much pain.
And my team sucks. So that's also the prevailing thing. Shout out Tatum. All right, let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon. So two things. One, your question, it doesn't have to be hypothetical because as a Red Wings fan, they suck. So I'm already living this hypothetical question. Second, can I tell you about a trash team that I was on in high school? I'll make it real quick.
Sure.
Okay, so we had never won a game, and it was the final game of the season, and this wide receiver, his name was Jerry. I forgot his last name, but anyway, he never caught a ball all season. Finally, he caught a ball, and instead of running to get a touchdown to possibly win the game, he started celebrating and dancing on the field, got hit, fumbled the ball, the other team picked it up and scored.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's a trash team.
But hold on. Matt, my thing is, if you look at what Maple Leaf fans are going through, and then you're a Red Wing fan, which side of that is a squarer deal? Lose seven straight game sevens, and no, you haven't won the cup since '67, or you just don't make it at all. And you can just go, you know what, F these clowns.
I would rather not make it at all, because if you're going to go seven times and not win a single one, what's the point of even going? You're just wasting my time.
That's it, because it's a buildup. They can still charge you the prices. They can still bury you to get your emotion into it.
But you don't know at the time you're going to lose seven in a row.
Leaf fans feel like they know.
Right.
Just did like you listen to Grant?
And Grant saying next year, he's ready for number eight.
I don't know. That's just like David with kids. What are you on, five?
Four.
Nowhere near that number.
He's at four. Six?
Four.
Cromartie?
Can you name them all?
Okay, hold on. That was one of the worst clips ever. Shout out to having 11 kids by like 9 different women. That's probably not a great strategy.
That's why you just go full George Foreman at that point.
George.
Okay, let's go to Andy, 97.1. Andy, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mike. I can't believe this is your first time at Costco. That just blows my mind.
I know.
Let me ask you. Did you ever have the rotisserie chicken? Did you buy the chicken there while you were on the shopping trip?
I stood there looking at it because people were making a big deal of it, and I was kind of mesmerized by the actual rotisserie. I didn't do it. I didn't make the plunge. Did I miss out?
You got to do the chicken. Yeah, you got to do it.
I saw they even had the bags of the rotisserie chicken, like, pulled. Yeah. You could just make chicken salad on it.
You could do all kinds of things, you know, but for $5 or whatever it is, $4.99, you can't beat it.
Well, Andy, I got news for you. I'm going back soon.
Yeah.
I have to be supervised. I'll lose cabin pressure if I go in there again.
It was the inspiration to the time that I brought the chicken out. I learned how to make that recipe. Yes, it's good.
Have you been to any of the other warehouse places?
No.
That's your first time?
No, honestly, okay. I thought that
him.
Was...
We're going to get him, Andy.
Okay, just...
You were with me. I'm with you on the vendors and all that, and the congestion. You go to try BJ's. I'm serious. It doesn't have any of that stuff, and it's laid out a lot better.
That's Rico's. That's David's honey pot over there. Yeah. He loves it, Andy.
David loves BJ's.
So. We've heard.
Yeah, they don't have the. I can't even. They don't have the vendors. You're right. The warehouse. The warehouse is amazing. I love it.
I'm sorry. It's late in the day. I'm sorry. That's I know we're idiots. Okay. Everybody, I know. Thank you.
I didn't realize what I said till I said it.
I did.
I did too. How did you not?
I did.
No, because that was your, of the three, that's your favorite one.
We're idiots, but okay. Whatever. But yeah, David, a few ticket checks if you'd be so kind. Will you please?
As a Wings fan, I'd rather us make the playoffs and get dumped then not make it at all. That is Tyler in a van.
How does this... I'm so glad we started, because look at what they're playing on ESPN right now. How does this horse win from that spot? And I had the exact it. Not mad in the least. Most incredible. That is a once every 25-year run. That was unreal by journalism.
You know what I need?
Unreal.
I need to check journalism's bank account to make sure he wasn't on the take.
Better check the PED profile.
Then he will be a real athlete.
I'm just telling you.
Or what's a Goster, whoever came in second?
Gosger.
Yeah. Yeah, he tanked. He took the money.
He didn't tank.
He bet on journalism.
No, here's what happened. You know what the equivalent is in a sports sense? It's like when you got Mahomes almost wrapped up, and he's off his back foot late across the field, and he throws a dime to somebody. You just got to tip your cap. Gosger didn't lose as much as journalism won. That horse didn't do anything wrong. And it's not like he started lugging out and he was exhausted. He was fine. That was Michael Jordan. Unbelievable. Sorry. Between Costco and journalism's performance, this was a big weekend for me. These were big moments. All right. Will we
be in the next Gatorade commercial?
Yes. Okay. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. Rieger's getting set up over here. Wojo's, I don't know what Bob's doing. He's walking around talking to himself.
Telling great tales out there.
David, a few ticket texts as Jeff gets ready.
Normally, game sevens and losing in the playoffs are associated with growth or the decline of a team. But the Leafs, it hasn't been either.
No.
So knowing the outcome is continued heartbreak, you have to go with being bad.
That's just a standard operating procedure.
That's so true. This is really a tough one, but I think I would take the going to the playoffs. Playoff hockey is just at another level. Give me that every time and the heartbreak.
Because here's the thing. If you knew going in it was going to be seven consecutive years, then I would agree with you, Mike. But you don't know that each year you're right. going through it.
That's why I asked the question the way I did. I've watched it, and it's like I don't ever want to deal with that. I mean, think about it. I'm telling you, look, you and I just have a disagreement, and I hope it doesn't play out because it means they do what this city so desperately deserves. But the Lions are 1 year away from fans turning. Go ahead and trick around and do what you did in the playoffs this year or blow another 17-point lead and watch how it all changes. Won't be any sequin shirts in this Humpty Bumpty.
First of all, if they don't get injured, they're going to win multiple Super Bowls. You know that, right?
Well, that's what Brad Holmes says.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I just don't think you are. But
no,
okay.
I do think it shouldn't count, but last year they do get a mulligan from the fans because of the injuries.
Rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think they get a mulligan because...
I must have misread the injuries through five picks.
No, because everybody was like talking about the Eagles and how we're going to defeat the Eagles. And I'm like, you know, you got to play the Commanders first.
Oh, you remember the day before the show? Here's Jim and John. Who would you rather have in the NFC title game? Meanwhile, us two hyenas come on the air and go, do not take this team lightly. This could be a
problem.
You
guys are very negative. Very negative.
Hey, you don't think the average Lions fan is willing to start over, they don't hold that against them that much. They hold the 49ers loss
if
more.
If they lose again this year where they don't win a playoff
game,
then whatever they absolved.
That's true. Okay, they have to give back the ball again if they lose again.
Wojo, I would say this. I think last year hurt more because you had everything. You had home field throughout the road to New Orleans, went through Detroit.
No, but
I
disagree.
I had people like this guy for that Lions pregame show saying, they're going to go ahead and win that thing. I'm like, yeah.
But that's just people. I mean, you make fun of him. Who was the Awagua guy that was on the defensive line and the other guy? Everybody.
His name is Almondine Muhammad.
Okay, I don't know either.
Is that the first time you got it right?
No, it's Al-Quindine. I think it's Al-Quindine.
Oh, what did he say?
I only screw around because it's TJ's boy. He's got like a love affair with this
kid. He did have one really nice game when he filled in.
Still
and then
blew
that was pretty
it.
Much
I get that, but I think fans don't kill them like they really did kill them for the 49ers.
No, I don't think they killed them for the 49ers game. No
fan. I think
fan.
The 49ers was
they said it was a great season.
A pleasant surprise. Yeah. Last year, everything was, you know, it was like the Rocky montage training. We lost the fight. Now we're on the beach running. We're chasing chickens. It's going to come through Detroit.
I think when that game ended against Washington, Lions fans sat back and said,
What happened?
We should have seen that coming.
Wojo, they couldn't stop anybody. They turned on the quarterback, the guy they chanted his name the entire season.
No. They turned on the offensive coordinator.
That's a good point. We didn't want him anyway.
Ran him out of town.
He threw the game away.
He would have stayed. He ran him out of town.
Mike looks perplexed.
No, I'm fine. We've had the debate, and now it's up to you guys. I'm done. This isn't around the horn. I'm not interested in this debate right now.
What is worse? Is that what the debate is?
Can I ask you guys a quick question, though?
I couldn't even answer yours before he asked one. Go ahead. I quit.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
What's next?
Rieger's going to say something ridiculous, won't listen to a word I said, then repeat himself again, won't listen to another word I said, then repeat himself even louder. That's what's next.
It's a hell of a sales pitch. You do have audio you want to play from...
We do. Okay. From Brad Marchand. Yes.
We'll get to it next.
Which I haven't heard yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Shut up.
Price just went up for Alexander Loney. Looks like.
Oh, what?
Warner just got an extension.
How does what Fred Warner does have any impact on Alexander Loney?
That's trolling. That is trolling.
One's a nice player. The other guy's a superstar.
That is trolling. That was trolling.
Oh.
Wait, Anzalone's the superstar?
Okay.
All right.
Looks like the market just went for Bobby Hebert. Why? Oh, Pat Mahomes signed for $500 million.
Looks okay. Like the market for Justin Hall just went up again.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Boy.
Aaron Ekblad just got... All right, we're
97.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.